settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. Rain returns later today with heavy rain on Sunday. Currently, we're sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. One of the animal activists in the 2018 protest at a Petaluma poultry farm had her case dismissed on Thursday. The judge ruled that Almira Tanner had satisfied the terms of a plea deal that included 100 hours of community service, restitution, and staying away from Sunrise Farms, where the protest occurred. Two other defendants are still set to appear in court today. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project say Scott Peterson's constitutional rights may have been violated during his initial trial for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and that his case needs a second look. He was convicted in 2004 of one count of first-degree murder for her death, and one count of second-degree murder for the death of their unborn child. But all the while, Peterson maintained someone else was responsible. The process could take months or even years to complete. Peterson is serving a life sentence in prison without the possibility of parole. The judge presiding over the Georgia prosecution of former President Donald Trump for efforts to overturn the 2020 election is set to hear a motion alleging that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has been romantically involved with a special prosecutor she hired for the case, and both mishandled public money, profiting from the case. On Sunday, Willis broke her silence on the issue with a speech at a church where she described herself as flawed and imperfect. She must respond to the accusations in writing by February 2nd. Democrat Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, have qualified for the first debate in California's U.S. Senate race, hosted by Politico and televised on Fox Monday night starting at 6 p.m. from the University of Southern California. They are all running to fill the seat left by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Macy's, the country's largest department store operator, told employees on Thursday that it was laying off 13% of its corporate workforce. The move comes as the company prepares to unveil a new strategy that will be overseen by its incoming chief executive. The cuts amount to roughly 2,350 jobs. The company also said it would close five more of its stores of the total of 560 that it operates, but it did not disclose the locations. As Japan's space agency prepares for its first moon landing early on Saturday, it's aiming to hit a very, very small target. The Smart Lander for Investigating the Moon, a lightweight spacecraft about the size of a passenger vehicle, it's using a pinpoint landing technology that promises far greater control than any previous moon landing. If successful, it would make Japan the fifth country to land a spacecraft on the moon, after the United States, Russia, China, and India. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Remodeling your home or designing a new one? Consider Golden State Window and Door Design. Here's a message from Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
Many architects and builders who team up with Golden State Window and Door Design are experienced in working with many of our vendors, including Marvin. We're now the Bay Area's leading Marvin Direct retailer. We offer a variety of window and door options that include style, long-term performance, and energy savings. Take a look at our windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com. Scroll through the image gallery and be sure to take a virtual tour of our Santa Rosa showroom for inspiration. When you get some ideas, contact your architect or designer and schedule an appointment. Golden State Window and Door Design is on Aviation at Airport Boulevard.
This year marks Golden State's 70th anniversary, and we look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come. Golden State, when you succeed, we succeed.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, tonight's Warriors game against the Dallas Mavericks has been postponed. And this weekend's NFL schedule has the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow at 1:30, followed by the Niners hosting the Packers at 5:15. Then on Sunday, Tampa Bay goes to Detroit at noon, then Kansas City at Buffalo at 3:30. Your forecast today, rain moving in, heaviest in the afternoon and early evening, along with some very gusty wind. Look for highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain early. It does taper off and end in the overnight hours, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, expect a chance of showers on and off throughout the day with 50s. Late Saturday night through Monday, we get a much stronger storm that's going to dump some 2 to 5 inches of rain on Sonoma County. Some small landslides are possible, along with rapid river and stream rises. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Travel and Leisure magazine has named Sonoma County as one of the 50 best places in the world for travel in 2024 in the food and drink category. The magazine noted our outstanding wine and world-class restaurants, along with the natural beauty as deciding factors. The Australian wine region, Bangkok, Istanbul, and Paris all made the list, but so did Cleveland, so you have to wonder. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZSD. She's playing the hits while you're shaving your pits.
Yeah. welcome to your Friday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:43, 48 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Well, there is a storm, a local storm brewing, part one, expected to hit this afternoon into the evening, then a break in the wet stuff tomorrow during the day. But part two of the storm should hit tomorrow night and last off and on through Monday. Quick tip this weekend, you will need to accessorize with an umbrella.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. Say did you cry, but then remembered I.
Just forget the world.
100.1 KZST on your finally Friday. It is January 19th. I'm Debbie Abrams. So as you may know, the First Lady Jill Biden was in Sonoma County yesterday fundraising for Joe's re-election campaign. It was a private event in Healdsburg. I will have more on Jill Biden's quick stop here coming up at 6:50. I understand, though, ticket prices for her event on the high-end side were $25,000. Good morning.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:58. I'm Brent Helen. Cloudy skies. We've got rain moving in. Currently 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Cloverdale police have arrested a man from Kentucky on suspicion of stealing identities and using forged documents. 53-year-old Mark Buckler was recognized as someone who previously tried to get information about an account holder using a forged passport. Police arrested him and believe he is connected to cases all across Sonoma and Marin counties and believe he has an accomplice. Investigators are now working to contact other people possibly affected by Buckler. Well, got plans for dinner tonight? How about fresh Dungeness crab now that the season is finally on? After losing the salmon season, a shortened season last year, this year starting 2 months late and only being able to use 50% of their traps, commercial crabbers are hoping you were hungry. And, of course, right on cue, bad weather this weekend may put a dent in the new season. Congress has sent President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. About half of Republicans joined with Democrats in passing the third stopgap spending measure in recent months. The bill